Today's reading passage is from Romans chapter 12, verse 3, and Mark chapter 16, verses 16 to 20. Further, the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith. He who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved, but he who has disbelieved shall be condemned. These signs will accompany those who have believed. In my name they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues, they will pick up serpents, and if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. So then when the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them, and confirmed the word by the signs that followed. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 4,500 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, including the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Honduras, Peru, Bolivia, El Salvador, Argentina, Germany, France, Russia, Belgium, the Netherlands, China, Japan, Pakistan, Nepal, Indonesia, Philippines, Taiwan, India, Mongolia, Egypt, Israel, Kenya, Uganda, Democratic Republic of Congo, Burundi, Rwanda, Tanzania, Nigeria, Swaziland, South Africa, Botswana, Cote d'Ivoire, and local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, and television viewing audiences. Today's reading passage, Mark chapter 16, verses 16 to 18 says, "He who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved, but he who has disbelieved shall be condemned. These signs will accompany those who have believed. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will pick up serpents. And if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." Have you believed in the Lord and been baptized? Then the signs of those who believe in the Lord follow you? God's word is the absolute truth without any error. Then, if signs of the believers do not follow, even though you believe in the Lord, what is the reason? Probably, more than half of you will be followed by signs, but if you are not, what is the reason? I'm sure you who have been listening to the sermons on measure of faith already know the answer. It's because the measure of faith of each one is different. There's the measure of faith that God wants. And only when you reach that level, God will acknowledge you that you have a true heart and perfect faith, recorded in Hebrews. Then only when you have this level of faith, you will be accompanied with signs. The faith of those who have believed and been baptized in verse 16 is the faith of the first level of faith, while the faith by which signs are accompanied is at least the fourth level of faith, and to show all these signs completely, one has to be at the fifth level of faith. God wants His children to not only believe and receive salvation, but also have great faith like this. Wouldn't it be better for you to have great faith in your Christian life so that you will receive blessings in all walks of your life and work for God as much as you want? Then you will be able to save numerous souls and give glory to God so much on this earth. And in the heavenly kingdom, you will be able to go to more glorious dwelling places near the throne of God. This is the 24th session of the measure of faith, and I will continue to explain to you about the fifth level of faith. Through this message, I hope God's great strength will come down on you. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will be able to show the works of the living God and give glory to Him greatly. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the fifth level of faith is the faith to please God. And the first characteristic is to obey God's will completely, even to the point of death. It's not just to say yes and amen unconditionally, but to understand the heart and will of the Father God and do the things the way God likes it the most. That's why you can please God at the fifth level of faith. The second characteristic of the fifth level of faith is that one can manifest signs and wonders by accumulating a great amount of prayer. Prayer is the breath of our spirit. We can understand the will of God, overcome the world, and receive the strength to act by the will of God only when we pray. But at the first and second levels of faith, you mainly pray for yourself. You usually ask for the blessings in your workplace, your family, and in finance, and sometimes for your sicknesses, and even for those things you cannot pray for a long time. But as your faith grows, you will pray for the kingdom and righteousness of God, and the time of your prayer will become longer. Of course, even when you pray for the kingdom and righteousness of God, if you do not pray with all your heart within the fullness of the Holy Spirit, just following the main prayer titles given, you cannot pray for a long time. But if you pray with your whole heart, you will pray in detail as if the things are about yourself. And if you do that, you can pray even for the whole night, having things to pray for continually. As is the case with the fourth level of faith, if you go into the fifth level of faith, you don't have many things to pray for yourself. Because God answers to your heart's desires even before you ask. Whether it is finance or health or anything, you only have to pray for your personal matters. As for me, I haven't been praying for myself or for my family for so many years, more than 10 years. I receive answers for everything already, and only if I have something in my heart, God answers to me, so there is isn't anything that I have to pray for myself. I just pray for the kingdom of God. Also, because you will have already cast off sins and evil from your heart, you don't have to pray to become sanctified either. So now you can pray only to save more souls and to enlarge the kingdom of God more. As you know, my family, we don't have to worry about food or housing or health or anything. My family members and I have never taken any medicine or seen any doctor since we accepted the Lord. So we don't have to pray for any health of our family members. All our children have grown up beautifully in the Lord, so I don't have to pray for my children. You don't lack anything because you receive the blessings of God, but because you love God so much and you have burning heart for the dying souls, you cannot rest comfortably. So you don't look after yourself, but devote yourself for the souls and pray for them. When they pray in other tongues, if you hear the interpretation, they don't pray for themselves, but only for the kingdom of God. If you hear the interpretation of the speaking in tongue, you can check which level of faith you are at. Up to the third level, you pray about for yourself, maybe to cast off your sinful natures. But from the fourth level of faith, you only pray for the kingdom of God. Now, as you pray for the kingdom of God, you feel to a great extent that you have to receive spiritual power. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20 says, "For the kingdom of God does not consist in words, but in power. And accomplishing the kingdom of God is spiritual battle against evil spirits that try to take souls to the way of death. This battle cannot be won with man's wisdom, experience, or power. That's why, in order to save many souls and enlarge the kingdom of God, we come to seek spiritual power." For example, when we preach the gospel and care for other souls, beginning with bringing them to the church, to the time when they have faith of their own and lead their Christian life on their own, all the steps can be done with human strength. No matter how hard you try with your effort, if you do it without God-given strength, the outcome will be like a sand castle. You preached the gospel to many souls and brought them to church, yet many of them leave the church. Also, you try to bring them back to the church with so much effort, and then they seem to attend church for a while, but soon they go back to the world again. That's why, even though you work very hard for God's kingdom, we say your faithfulness will be fleshly faithfulness if you work for God without praying. Of course, whether your power is great or not, you still have to try your best with all your time, effort, and money. At the same time, the new believer or the person with weak faith will be changed and come to have faith only when the power of God comes on you. If you receive little power from God, you have to try so much just to evangelize only a couple of people. But as you receive greater power from God, you can even evangelize dozens or scores of people easily. When those who have not received God's power visit a certain person even 10 times, he may not change. But if a man with God's power visits him, he will soon repent, and as he visits him a couple more times, his faith will grow very quickly. Thus, when you preach the gospel and care for souls, you deeply feel that man's ways and strength have limitations. And as much as you have the passion for saving souls, you will ask for God's strength. Just by looking at the process of our church accomplishing the world mission, we can feel how important it is to have God's power. John chapter 4, verse 48 says, "So Jesus said to him, 'Unless you people see signs and wonders, you simply will not believe.'" Today is the last days. Our Lord said, "Will I see faith when the Son of Man comes?" So, even though we show so many signs and wonders and miraculous works, there are people who still doubt, even after seeing so many signs and wonders and powerful works. And unless they see, and furthermore, if they don't see, how much will they not believe? That's why Jesus said, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you simply will not believe." Here, a sign is the manifestation of God's power going beyond the limitations of men. We read in the Bible about many signs, such as reviving people who have died and healing the infirmities and sicknesses by the power of God. These signs were performed also in both the Old Testament and in the New Testament. They were performed by the power of the Holy Spirit. A wonder is to change the weather conditions. For example, through prayer, one can manifest such works as bringing down hail, stopping a storm, and even stopping the sun and the moon from moving. When people witness these signs and wonders and experience the evidences of the living God, many unbelievers change their minds and accept the Lord. That's why if you go into the fourth and the fifth level of faith, you pray more to receive greater power from God. When I go to overseas crusades, there are hundreds of thousands of people, or sometimes millions of people, or sometimes tens of millions of people gain faith and are healed and experience the works of God. In many countries, a lot of people attend together on TV and also on large video screens. And in case of India, four channels broadcasted the whole crusade, even to neighboring countries, and also in case of India, we can't really count the numbers of attendance, because just so many people, millions or tens of millions of people, can watch the program on TV, and they come to have faith and they repent. And without the signs and wonders and powerful works of God, can these things take place? It's only possible, only by the power of God. That's why many countries, they want to broadcast the crusade on TV. But you cannot receive God's power and manifest spiritual works on this earth just by your passion. First, you must have a sanctified heart. And on the basis of that sanctified heart, you have to accumulate a great amount of prayers in the inspiration of the Holy Spirit that is pleasing to God. At the first or the second level of faith, where you are not sanctified, the aroma of your prayer is very weak, even though you may pray very hard. Also, until you can catch the line of prayer, namely, until you can pray really fervently before God, you have spiritual struggles. So even though you may sit and pray for a long time, not all the prayers are accumulated before God. But when you pray having fifth level of faith, your prayer will be offered as thick and beautiful aroma from the beginning. Because you are full of the Holy Spirit all the time, you don't have to struggle to catch the line of prayer. You don't have to struggle for 10 minutes or 20 minutes right after you kneel down and pray. You can catch the line of prayer. And whenever you begin to pray, your prayers will be offered as thick aroma immediately. When you pray about the same thing, it'll be different between first and second level of faith. And also the third level will be different. The time consumed to receive the answer will be different. So if first level, second level, or third level will receive the prayer after some months, the fourth level with faith, level of faith will receive the answer within a couple, several days. And the fifth level of faith will receive the answer immediately because the aroma is very thick. And there is a certain amount of prayer required for the answer to come. So because the aroma of prayer is very thick for higher level of faith, it will soon be filled up and they will receive the answer quickly. Also, because you pray with a heart that resembles God, you have goodness and truthfulness overflowing in your prayer. All the contents of your prayer will be pleasing aroma to God and will shake the throne of God. If you pray like this, you won't get tired even though you pray for a long time. But rather, you'll be full of the Holy Spirit more and more as you pray more. When you accumulate this kind of prayer with inspiration day by day, you will finally receive God's power. One of the examples shown by this power is the signs that accompany those who believe, written in today's passage. Today's passage, Mark chapter 16, verses 17 to 18 says, "These signs will accompany those who have believed. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will pick up serpents. And if they drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover." There are many other works manifested by the power of God, but in this passage, five of them are mentioned as examples. Now, let us look into the spiritual meanings of each of these signs. First, it's said, they will drive out demons in the name of the Lord. Today, many people think demons do not exist. But the Bible clearly tells us about the existence of demons. Also, many of you have spiritual eyes open, so if you can also see. Jesus healed those who were demon-possessed, and even Jesus' disciples and the Apostle Paul drove out demons. Even today, there are people who are suffering from evil spirits, and in this case, it is impossible to cure them medically. John chapter 1 verse 12 says, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name." As said, because we have received the right of the children of God, we should be able to drive out the power of darkness and demons. But while your faith is weak, you don't have the strength to do it, and in some cases you are afraid of evil spirits. Last Friday, I read out one testimony letter from China. Two weeks ago, the person received a prayer on his on the photo, and her son used to be demon-possessed and mentally disturbed, but and so the family members were suffering a lot, having no peace. But when I prayed on his photo, the demon went out and he became normal. And he is testifying that he is healed by the prayer of Reverend Jerak Lee here and there, so many places. So his mother was telling me that her whole family members were suffering so much because of demon possession, and she was so thankful that she wanted to make her son a servant of God, but God doesn't want to be a servant of God. He wants to be a herbal Chinese herbal doctor. So I suggested that she would respect her son's opinion first. And also, Pastor Wilson John Gill from Pakistan, I prayed for his wife. By the fiery works of the Holy Spirit, demon was driven out and cancer was healed also. My wife, Jahida, without operation, she was healed of her left eye. She her left eye was healed without surgery, and also Mr. Arif was healed of cancer. Also, for birthday, he wanted to come, but he also wants us to invite him and his family members next year. But when the light comes, the darkness will certainly disappear. Spiritually, to the extent that you live in the Word of God, you can control the evil spirits and drive them out. If you go into the fifth level of faith and dwell in the light, you will not only drive away demons in the name of the Lord, but also when you preach the gospel and care for other souls, the enemy, devil, and Satan cannot work on you. Therefore, the people to whom you are preaching the gospel will open their mind more easily and experience God's grace through the power of your word. Furthermore, they can receive the strength to struggle to cast off the untruth and to act by the word. If you are leading a good Christian life, your family members, your family has peace, your children do well. And if you are not leading a good Christian life, you may face, you may be having a lot of problems, disasters, or you have no peace in the family. But if you just lead a good Christian life, you are healthy, you have peace, and you have happiness in your family, you don't have to fear of anything bad, any disaster or anything. But you should remember one thing. Even though one at the fifth level of faith commands, it's not that all demons will leave unconditionally. For example, some people or their family members or ancestors worshipped idols so much and piled up so much evil that they don't even know any truth and they have no faith. If these people are demon-possessed in this kind of situation, the demons will not easily leave, even though a person at the fifth level of faith prays for them. Or even though some people are not fully possessed by demons, they receive disturbing works from demons. The enemy, devil, and Satan work on them so that they don't believe in God. The devil also disturbs their children, who are believers, not to worship or pray to God properly by giving them sleepiness, idle thoughts, and doubts in their minds. So even though you are not demon-possessed, you fall asleep, you doze off because you receive the works of Satan. After you have been a Christian for a while, you become a deacon or a senior deaconess or an elder or pastor or something, then even if you are, even though you are a servant of God, even though you are an elder, senior deaconess, as soon as sermon begins, you fall asleep, and as soon as you begin prayer, you fall asleep. But sometimes you also begin to doze off when you praise God. And because you also have the titles, you struggle not to doze off. But you cannot help. Some people say not to fall asleep during the Friday All Night service. She slept so much during the day, not to fall asleep, but she still fell asleep during the sermon. So those who doze off, they always doze off. Because unless they break down the walls of sin, it's not just a wall of sin. You are not living in the Word of God all the time. It's not just a wall of sin. You have great wall of sin before God. Especially, for example, blaspheming against the Holy Spirit or judging and condemning the servant whom God is with. If you judge or condemn those people, it is to condemn or judge God Himself. So it is a great sin. Also, if you commit the works of the flesh that lead to death, if you commit the sins that lead to death, even though you are not demon-possessed, you receive the works of Satan, so they make you doze off during the service, during the sermon. If people are demon-possessed in this kind of case, they first have to demolish the wall of sin that has been built. If the demon-possessed person has no consciousness of his own and thus cannot repent, his family members should lead their life in faith and ask for God's mercy on behalf of him. If they try their best to keep the Word of God in their heart and pray to dwell in the light, finally darkness will depart from their family and demons will go away too. Sometimes you bring demon-possessed people or some mental, those who have mental disorders to church, but you shouldn't do that. In the church, we have to worship God in spirit and in truth, and you shouldn't bring those who disturb the service. When the father in the Bible, when the father of the son who was demon-possessed came to Jesus, his son was demon-possessed. And also there was a mother whose daughter was demon-possessed. They didn't bring their son or daughter to Jesus. They didn't bring their children. He or she, on behalf of their son or daughter, came before Jesus with their faith, and they received a prayer for their children. And especially, you shouldn't bring them to the church of God. Even though even if you bring them, they cannot listen to God's word. They will only disturb the service, and they will only pile up more walls of sin. So when you preach the gospel or bring people to church, please be wise. And also when you come to receive prayer, you should be wise. Let me add one more thing. When you bring somebody to church, you bring them to me immediately. Oh, he is deaf, he is blind, he is mute. Please pray for him. And you bring them to me immediately. But I always tell you that God works by their faith, and especially to revive the dead nerves. You have to show a great amount of faith and love and prayer. So when you bring people, you first have to plant faith in them so that they will lead a Christian life and their faith will grow up. And so they will have the faith that because I have faith now, if I pray, receive the prayer now, I will be able to see. My mouth will open, my ear will open. They themselves must have faith and come to receive prayer. But still, many of you don't obey. So what happens? If you say, oh, if you receive our senior pastor's prayer, you will be able to see, you will be able to hear, or even your cancers will be healed, and so on. And they don't have any faith. They don't even know the Word of God. So they just come. And because they come to me, I have to pray for them. But even after my prayer, they will not be healed. And they will be so disappointed. And their even a little bit of faith will disappear. So they first have to lead a Christian life. They have to pray. They have to listen to the Word of God. And they have to realize that they are sinners. They have to repent and turn away. And with their own faith, they have to come and receive the prayer so that the works of God can take place. Next, there is another case where demons will not go away even though men of God's power command them. It is when the demon-possessed person disappointed God so much being a believer. This is the case when they commit sins. There are those standing against God, and therefore these sins cannot be forgiven. 1 John chapter 5, verse 16 says, if anyone sees his brother committing a sin not leading to death, he shall ask, and God will for him give life to those who commit sin not leading to death. So in this case, we have to pray for them and let them repent so that God can give them life. There is a sin leading to death. I do not say that he should make a request for this. For those who commit sins leading to death, God does not tell us to pray for them because there is no need. As in the Bible, God doesn't give spirit of repentance to them, as in Hebrews chapter 6 or chapter 10. Because God doesn't give the spirit of repentance, they cannot repent and they cannot be saved. And if they blaspheme, speak against, or stand against the Holy Spirit, there is no salvation in this life or in the life to come, our Lord said. Because in this kind of case, sin leading to death, God doesn't tell us to pray for them. Sins leading to death include standing against, speaking against, and blaspheming the Holy Spirit, or willfully committing sins, knowing the truth, and corrupting again after experiencing the Word and power of God, crucifying the Lord all over again. Namely, when believers in God see the signs and wonders that are manifested by the Holy Spirit, if they condemn and stand against these works, saying they are works of Satan or they are acts of heresy, God will finally turn his face away from them so that they may face disasters or become demon-possessed, or they get mental disorders, or they get incurable diseases. Also, having faith in God, if you continue to commit the works of the flesh and indulge yourself in the world, the same consequences will follow. If you commit deliberate works of the flesh, there are different kinds of works of flesh. If you continue to commit willfully the works of flesh leading to death, you will not be forgiven. In these cases, even though very powerful men of God prays for them, their problems cannot be solved unless they first tear down their wall of sin. So that's when you are not healed, even if a powerful man of God prays for you. You know that you cannot repent. You cannot really repent. But does that mean you have to fall into death? But you have, of course not. You have to still cling to God and have faith and diligently lead a good Christian life. So God says you will still at least be saved. But except in these special cases, when a man who has received power from the Lord commands, the demons will go away trembling with fear. The second sign of those who believe is to speak in new tongues. Maybe new believers are not familiar with this, but those who have faith, what is new tongue? And also, if you have great faith, you may want to speak in new tongues. So please listen carefully. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 15 says, what is the outcome then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the mind also. In spirit and in mind. And then I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the mind also. To pray with the mind is to ask for the things that we want with our heart. When you, for example, you pray with your heart. When I visit this member, Father God, please change his heart or something. And to pray with spirit is to pray in other tongues. Praying in other tongues will be given as a gift when we pray within the fullness of the Holy Spirit. When we pray in other tongue, we cannot understand the contents of the prayer immediately, and even the enemy, devil, and Satan cannot understand it either. The prayer of your heart can be heard by the Satan also, but Satan cannot understand praying in tongues. Only God can understand. It's just that if the person who is praying receives the fullness of the Holy Spirit, he will understand what he is praying for to some extent. And if you receive the gift of the interpretation of other tongues, you can understand the contents. Among many gifts of the Holy Spirit, God wants to give the gift of speaking in tongues to every believer. So even if you just pray a little bit, God wants to give certain gifts, that is speaking in tongues and gift of love and gift of faith. For example, gift of prophecy and interpretation of other tongues is not given to any new believers. It's not given up to third level of faith. If those with little faith receive these gifts, they will just become proud and misuse them, and they may be harmed spiritually. A mother will not give a knife to her baby. But speaking in tongues is beneficial for everybody. With the gift of tongues, you gain more strength in prayer, so it is necessary, especially for new believers. If you fervently pray in tongues, you will also sing praises in tongues with the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And if you have deeper inspiration, you may also dance in the Holy Spirit. Although you don't know how to sing or dance well, if you sing and dance in the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, you can sing and dance so beautifully. Most of you speak in tongues. And next, would you please raise your hand if you can speak in tongues? Those who sing in tongues, please raise your hands. Second sanctuary. Third sanctuary.
So
in front are there many. Why are there only few who sing in tongues? If you pray deep in tongues, you can also sing in tongues. If you pray more and more deeply in tongues, singing in tongues, because you accumulate your prayer every day, so you can sing in tongue only when you are full of the Holy Spirit. So if you're inspired by the Holy Spirit, you can also dance in Holy Spirit. It's not the kind of dance that the worldly people dance. It's so beautiful. Sometimes there are some people who stand up and dance, but you shouldn't think they are dancing in the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. If you dance in the Holy Spirit, because it's the works of the Holy Spirit, you also have the self-control, so you don't disturb others. If somebody else is praying, and if you raise your hands and dance, the other person will be so afraid. Maybe you might hit him or hit her. So if it's the works of the Holy Spirit, there is also self-control. So even when you dance, you won't disturb any other person. You'll just do it so beautifully. When you are praying at home or in mountains, or when you have a free space, you can dance in the inspiration of the Holy Spirit as much as you want. But It don't be any childish dance or anything like that. It'll be so beautiful. Although you don't know how to sing or dance well, if you sing and dance in the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, you can sing and dance so beautifully. I cannot sing, actually. I'm tone deaf. So since elementary school, I didn't sing at all. So there were so many songs, pop songs. I didn't sing any song, but when I drank before, I believed in God. I at least followed other people when I drank. But after I believed in God, I came to sing because of the within the Holy Spirit, and I thought I was singing quite well because I was singing in the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. But right after the opening of our church, somebody shocked me. It was when I was somebody said, "Pastor, you can't sing at all." And I was so shocked. I just smiled, but I was so shocked. And so I thought I was singing well, and since then, my singing stopped. And even in the online service, I couldn't sing, and I lost all my singing, and I got it back. One year, I put up the prayer title for the new year to be able to sing. When was it? Which year was it? And when we went to mountain prayer, Senior Deaconess Kim Sun-bin, she worked too much, and her body was not really in good condition, and she followed me to my prayer place, and I prayed for her every day, so she was healed completely. And while I was praying there my singing began again. So I was singing in the inspiration, and I thought maybe I was singing, maybe I can sing, I can be in the middle, I can't sing really well, or I wasn't really so bad, but I was singing, I thought I was in the middle. But last year or the year before, somebody shocked me again. Somebody said, "Senior Pastor, how could you make your record while you cannot sing that well? While you sing that bad?" Then I said, I didn't do it because I wanted, only it was, I did it because upon the request of the members. I didn't even practice. I didn't even know, I didn't even read the thing. The Sound of Light chorus, they made their record. They asked me to sing once. I just sang once. And then they put it in their record. And while I was recording my sermon for broadcasting, they asked me to sing one song as a practice, and I sang it, and they put it in their record. But thankfully, my singing was broadcast on radio, and many people received grace, and it was broadcast again. So I thought I was singing a little bit. I could sing a little bit. But one member said that to me, and I thought I was at least in the middle, but I thought again, maybe I'm not even in the middle. So many people are waiting to record my voice in their record, but I just postponed everything. And those who are asking me to put my voice, just please give up now. If you're going to deeper level, you can speak in new tongues. So there is an order. First, you sing, you pray in tongues, and then you sing in tongues, and then you can dance in spirit, and you can dance, you can speak in new tongues. And if you are at the fifth level of faith, you can pray in new tongues immediately after you begin praying in tongues. Prayer of new tongues is powerful prayer, so that the enemy, devil, and Satan will tremble with fear and go away when you pray in it. For example, suppose a robber is trying to stab you. Then if you pray in new tongues, the darkness will go away immediately. Some of you might have heard sad news. When I came to church, arrived at church, one chief editor of the press told me a sad news. Kune Park, the leader of Grand National, Hamnaradang, Grand National Party, she was stabbed from the ear to the mouth to the 3 centimeters depth. She was stabbed, and some news, all news are different. Some say she will be able to speak after lightly after 2 weeks, but some others say that she won't be able to speak for months. It is a sad thing, and why should this kind of thing happen? The one who said he did it for the democracy's sake. This kind of thing shouldn't happen. But I read the news articles, and there were about 7 or 8 guards, bodyguards. But right at the moment, while she was going up to the stage, at that moment, that person stabbed her. And thinking about me, as for me, I was thankful, because I'm going to so many overseas crusades, and within so much a crowd, so many people, and there are so many kinds of people. Maybe there are idol worshippers. Maybe there can be people who hate me also of other religions. So I was going and coming, and not only 1 or 2 times, I did so many times, but not even once. I met such a person. I never had any kind of a problem. And God protected me. So I was so thankful. But I don't have like 7 or 8 bodyguards. Just there are 2 or 3 people from my church. Of course, wherever I go, those countries, they have their own security. There are many soldiers and policemen there locally. But from our church, there are only about a couple of guards. But without God's protection, I cannot do those things. And in any case, I didn't feel dangerous. So people act in evil by the inciting of the enemy, devil, and Satan. So because the works of darkness disappear, the robber suddenly changes his mind and runs away, or his body may even be stiffened. Therefore, if you can always pray in new tongues, you won't receive any kind of disturbance from the enemy, devil, and Satan at your home, workplace, or business, so that you will be prosperous in everything in goodness. The third sign of those who believe is to pick up serpents. Does it mean that you can pick up serpents with your hands if you go into the fifth level of faith? Of course, it doesn't, but there is spiritual meaning in it. I will continue with this in the next session. Let me conclude the message, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. Today's passage, Mark chapter 16, verse 20 says, "And they went out and preached everywhere." The disciples went out and preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word by the signs that followed. the following signs. Because the Lord worked with them, those signs followed. So when the gospel that the disciples preached was proved to be true, the word of God that comes out through the mouths of those who are followed by signs are not the works of man, but the works of God. So these words are true words of God. So the words of those who are followed by signs cannot be falsehood. So they went out and preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word by the signs that followed. The words of the disciples were true, and they were proved by the following signs. And the words of those who perform signs are true. As it was with Jesus, Jesus' disciples also did not just spread the gospel with words. They proclaimed the word, manifesting the signs to testify to the living God and to prove that the word preached was true. Honestly, I manifest so many signs and wonders. That's why you like me more. That's why you love me more. And without those things, will you love me as much as now? When I came in to the sanctuary, somebody was trying to clap, and why do you do that? You love me so much, and you want to follow me because you see the signs and wonders of God. On my birthday, many people sent their cards, birthday cards to me, and I don't know how so many people know about my birthday. And from even from, there was one from Jerusalem, Israel. So they proclaimed the word, manifesting the signs to testify to the living God and to prove that the word preached was true. When we show this kind of evidence to the people, their thoughts will change, their heart will be opened, and numerous souls will be saved at a time. Of course, it's precious to evangelize many people with a lot of effort in case those who are not followed by signs. But if you preach the gospel, manifesting signs following, you can save thousands or even tens of thousands of people at a time. So how pleased will God be with this kind of person? Of course, even though they have not come into spirit yet, our church members and workers can experience God's works through sweet water or the handkerchief on which I prayed, and they use it when they preach the gospel. In this case, God works through those things considering me, but according to the faith of each one who is using these things, the works of God will be manifested in different measure. Therefore, I hope you will long for greater works of God and come into Spirit and the Holy Spirit more quickly. By doing so, I urge you to give glory to God greatly by manifesting many signs and wonders. I pray in the name of the Lord that when you stand before the throne of God on the last day, God will be so pleased with you, and the people who are saved through your effort will give thanks to you. Let's pray together, thinking about the message. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for your grace and love. Let this message become life and strength. Father, I'm explaining about the fifth level of faith. Let all our members long for the fifth level and come into the fifth level so that these signs will follow to those who believe, and so that they'll be followed by these signs. Lord, thank you. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. When you pray to God to receive the power of God to show signs and wonders, you shouldn't pray for that until up to the third level. You have to be at least at fourth level. At first or second level, you don't know anything. And at the third level, you can say to give glory to God and to heal many people, but you still have your selfish motives. You still have your desires. You still have a boastful mind. You still have hundreds. So God will not give you anyway. God will not be pleased. God will not be happy. So our servants, ministers, and workers need it, but only after you commit to spirit you can pray about it, so you won't receive any disturbances of Satan, so that God will receive your prayer joyfully. So you accumulate this prayer so much, not for some several days. You have to accumulate limitless amount of prayer. So through the prayer, your power will become greater and greater. Also because you have the handkerchiefs, God's work take place. But if you have your own power, these works through handkerchiefs will take place even more greatly. So when you pray to receive God's power, you have to be at least at the fourth level of faith. So your power can increase. And you'll be able to even raise the dead and open the eyes of the blind. For these things, you have to go into the fifth level of faith. Let us pray. I'll pray for the sick. Please lay your hands on sick parts or infirmities and for the desires of your hearts. Father God, please lay your hands on them and work. Show your work transcending the limitations of time and space. Bless all members who are attending the service via satellite on the internet and on TV and on GCN. And also there are many people who sent their photos to receive the prayer. Father, lay your hands on all these photos. Father God, 64-year-old Wang Zhixin in Beijing has problems, vein and kidney. All problems go away from him, be cleansed, be healed, light come. All difficulties in motion go away, be healed. Also, there's Tao Shurin, female. All back pain go away. All leg pain and pain in the hip and all pains go away, be healed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let light come. Also, there is Yonghak Kim. Also, open his ears. Let him hear well. Father, give him power to pray. There's Park Geumok. She wants financial blessings. Also, Kim Eun Chul wants to accept the Lord. Father, open their hearts. Open his heart and let him receive salvation. And a 31-year-old Kim Sung Chul, he wants successful business. And lay your hands on his family members. Bless them. Answer to his prayers. Also, there's Jang Ju Win. 62-year-old. She has a cataract and be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Go away, be healed, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed. Light come, Father. Show your work transcending time and space. There are also many prayer requests from New York, USA, and there are so many. Father, lay your hands on them, answer to their prayers. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these sons and daughters who requested for prayer, Father, show your work on them and answer to their prayers. Let light come, be filled with the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Give them spiritual and physical health. Bless them financially. Also, answer to their prayers. Father God, thank you. At this time, all members, lay your hands on them. From head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and most high power of creation. All darkness go away, light come. Be healed, be healthy spiritually and physically. Also, Father, protect and bless all servants of God, ministers, workers in overseas countries, in other countries. Father, throughout the week, protect all the vehicles. Let them make no mistakes and protect them always. Let there be no incidents and protect them with the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit and heavenly army an angel, and with your blazing eyes. And wherever our members go, let all the strongholds of the enemy devil, Satan, be broken away, and protect them, and give them prosperity throughout the week. Drive away all problems. Bless them throughout the week, and protect and bless their families, workplaces, businesses, their children, with your blazing eyes and heavenly hosts and angels. I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.